Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We have talked about it ad nauseum this school year about the impact of COVID-19. All right, but I think a pretty cool story that the way the Sherrard Golf Program gets to end this 2020 season is on their home course playing in the sectional. So that is a cool storyline for this 2020 season. Brett Williams, head golf coach at Sherrard, you don't get the true state tournament series, but you're going to end the season on your home course trying to win the sectional. That's a pretty good story, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? You just, when you're saying all that, I got chills. It's awesome that we are at our home course and we have a team that's going to represent the school there. I couldn't be prouder of the team. Yesterday at the regionals, in the back of my mind, I'm going, I really want to be a host with the team there. And, you know, it was getting windy in the afternoon. It was very exciting. That new Wanamaker, scoring app is kind of addictive. You can see the scores as you're going. As we were watching the final group come up, we knew we had second. And it's just a very proud moment for a coach and very excited to be on our home course. And it's a big honor to be, asked to host a, IHSA event. You know, I don't know if anybody realizes that, but it's not every day that you get, invited to host one of the regional or sectional. Well, very excited.
And I think this year too, I know about how the qualification works a little different this year, taking only two teams from the regional to the sectional, and then only four qualifiers outside of that if you're not on one of the qualifying teams. So you finish in second, 319 to 329 to Alleman, but most importantly, from a Sherrard standpoint, you finished 12 strokes ahead of Rock Ridge. So you felt pretty good on the course with the kids that came through for you that allowed you to qualify as a team?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, and no offense to anybody else in my previous years, but as far as ability goes, this is my best team I've ever had. I've had some of these kids since they were in eighth grade, I started an IESA thing, so Evan Earl, he went to the IESA state when he was in eighth grade, and a lot of these kids, they're coming full circle and their abilities, competitions, it's different practice to playing, in a tournament, but, they're there, and, they're more than capable of winning the tournaments and, sectionals. On the bus going home, they're like, we didn't get the regional championship, but we're at sectionals and sectional championship plaque. They want it. They run really bad. And, these guys, they're going to be at their home course. They've lived on this as a second home for the last 4 or 5 years. They're really excited and, it's just make it happen.
Well, and I guess the other neat thing is with this late warm-up in the fall season here, you've had pretty good golf weather. I know it was, pretty good conditions for you Tuesday at Valley View, and it looks like temperatures are going to stay in the 70s, it looks like Monday, and you may get a little shot of maybe some light precipitation that maybe will help out the conditions a little bit. So really, you couldn't ask for anything better, right?
Yeah, no, it's what a blessing yesterday to have that temperature, because, in the previous days, it was cold out and windy, but, and I want to give a very good congratulations to that Valley View crew. They did a tremendous job on the course and running that tournament, and that helps too. I learned a lot of things from being there yesterday on that, and I'll carry it over to the sectionals. The weather is really key. If you ever play golf, wind and all the conditions are a big factor from morning to afternoon. Wind did pick up in the afternoon. Some kids, I wish we would have played in the morning, but that's golf, and that's just how it goes. But yeah, looking at the forecast, Monday should be a really good day. Maybe, like you said, a little participation. I think that was more afternoon, maybe night, but you take, you know, we just take what we got and roll with it. We're going to the end, you know, and we're farthest as we can go, sectionals. So.
And then just as we wrap up here talking with Brett Williams again, they'll host the sectional Monday out at Fire Lake Golf Course. Did you feel pretty good about the scorecard then across the board with the kids on Tuesday at Valley View?
Yeah, you know, I went back and looked at scores from previous years. That 329 is the best 18-hole score we've ever had. I've told the kids we're a definite 320, you know, 320 team or below. But as, like I said, as the afternoon got going and the wind kept picking up, they finished strong. Actually, a lot of them played better on the back nine than the front. So they, you know, they endured it and had a lot of heart finishing up. So, very pleased with their performance and they, you know, not giving up and, making a great finish. And man, like you said, going from three teams qualifying to two, a little concerned as a coach, but, you know, I knew they could do it. And then, yeah, that 10 individual qualifiers to four. Now that's a big chunk. I feel bad for some of those, you know, guys because, you know, in previous years, a lot of those other kids would have went, some that were seniors. But that's just how it goes this year.
And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, the way it worked for golf this season, all right, initially big question mark going into late July of whether there was going to be a season. IHSA announces the modified schedule or calendar, whatever you want to call it. They say basically just a regional format. And then, boom, they say, well, no, we're going to add a sectional format. How did the wheels get put in motion in terms of Sherrard must have got on board quickly and said, hey, we want that sectional if they're going to do sectionals?
Well, you know, I don't know the protocol. I knew I had sectionals back when you just kind of keep it quiet. You know, so I was kind of disappointed because, you know, choosing sectionals or regionals, of course I want sectionals because that's how I get to state. And then it was like, no sectionals. Like, dang it, I should have chose regional. And then now we have a sectional. So they just kind of, you know, communicate with the AD, do we still want to do it? And absolutely, well, we want sectionals. You know, because I had confidence we would make it as a team. So now it came to fruition, and here we go. So, yeah, definitely proud to have the sectionals, proud to be the host. It's a very neat thing as a coach to host an IHSA postseason event. So here we are. Kind of one of my goals in the last 10 years. Like, I really want to host a tournament. We hosted a girls' regional, but nothing with the boys. And I was at state. I actually asked Kurt Gibson. I'm like, what does it take to host this tournament? You know, how successful do we have to be? And he kind of just chuckled. But, you know, a successful program will get asked. So, you know, that's the coming of age for the Sherrard program.
Apparently, Coach, it takes a pandemic. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on, man. No.
You guys deserve it. It's been a great season for Sherrard. It'll be nice for the kids in the Tiger Golf program. They've had such a nice season to end this 2020 COVID season on their home course with the sectional next Monday at Fire Lake Golf Course. Again, Sherrard finishing second at the regional earlier this week. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.